If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, Mr. Rich O'Brien. The late Mr. Rich O'Brien has all that great music behind our cow commercials, and he enjoyed a good joke.
He did. He truly
He really did. And I've got some dandies, and I'd like to tell one on the air, but I can't.
Just can't go
there. And
it's
my favorite Rich O'Brien joke. But anyway.
Well, you'll have to share that one.
Call me.
All right.
Yeah, all right. Here we go. How about some more music?
Oh, please.
Chuck Pyle's riding along with us. Blanco River.
I got no line, I got no pole. I just brought time to this old fishing hole. The sky is blue, the water's clear. I got all I need right here. There's a breeze blowing by, a little shade, a little sun. I've got nothing to do, and I'm not leaving till I'm done. There's a blue cat on the bottom and a bullfrog on the bank. I just pitched a pretty pebble, watched the ripples while it sank. Hear the crickets in the meadow sing the song they've always sung. I've got nothing to do, and I'm not leaving till I'm done. Well, I'm not leaving till I'm done. I'm not leaving till I'm through. Slowing down this crazy life for just a day or two. And I think I'll hang right here and watch the river run. I've got nothing to do, and I'm not leaving till I'm done. There's a ruckus downriver, and I look up to see the sight. Mama duck, she's gathering up her ducklings for the night. And twilight is gathering too, and I've only just begun. I've got nothing to do, and I'm not leaving till I'm done. Well, I'm not leaving till I'm done. I'm not leaving till I'm through. Slowing down this crazy life for just a day or two. And I think I'll hang right here and watch the river run. I've got nothing to do, and I'm not leaving till I'm done. I've got nothing to do, and I'm not leaving till I'm done.
man, yeah, absolutely right. I got nothing to do, and I ain't leaving till it's done. Oh my gosh!
I gotta hang that on my mirror. That is a great phrase.
Well, you know, that's kind of what I have started saying when my wife, you know, says, "Well, what's your plan today?" Well, I've got nothing to do, and I ain't leaving till it's done.
That's right.
That, and I was laying on the couch the other day, and she came up to me, and she says, "Well, what's your plan for cleaning out the garage?" And I started in by saying, "Well, I was raised in a middle-class neighborhood."
I wonder where I've heard that.
To middle-class parents, and
we could go on all day long.
Yeah, that's my plan. There you go. All right.
Well, I was thinking about the story where we were headed up to the Wells place, right?
Okay.
3 o'clock in the morning, pancakes and all that good stuff.
Sure, yeah.
And Jimmy and I, we went to the Krell, you know, to catch and saddle horses. And Dick says, "Saddle my horse."
Yeah, wrong thing. Wrong thing to do.
Well,
right, yeah.
Good old Jimmy, you know, he was spot on.
Yeah.
He did get his horse saddled, but the saddle was on backwards. He got him saddled.
At 3 o'clock in the morning.
At 3 o'clock in the morning.
Did Dick know before the horse got loaded?
He did.
He did. Okay. He did. All right.
Yeah.
That'd been pretty funny if he didn't know it until he got out to where he was going to ride.
Well, there's kind of a rule. You load your own horse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. Well, and you saddle your own horse.
And you saddle your own horse.
You know, that's kind of like the same deal. You hook up your own toe strap. I've learned that one the hard way.
You hook up your own trailer.
Yep.
Ask Marty about that one.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you do all that, right? Yeah. Well, you know, I've ridden with guys, and it's never happened to me, but I always ride with a bridle that has a throat latch.
Right.
Just because of the people I ride with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily need one.
No.
Yeah.
But I ride with a bridle that has a throat latch because I've experienced friends do that to other friends.
That's right.
Reached right up there in front of them and pulled the head stall right off the horse.
Well, you know that head stall and bridle that I got from Scotty, I noticed had a throat latch on it.
Well, of course. Well, Scotty's smart.
He's ridden with
Scotty's ridden with guys like that before,
exactly.
Right? Yeah, exactly. I'll have to tell you a story about Abby and her little horse colt that she had fighting flies.
Yeah.
We'll cover that one here in just a little bit.
Okay.
But right now, we probably ought to have a little cow poetry.
Ooh, what you got?
Well, you know, just because we're pulling fingers, we better wash a cat.
As I left the house early one morning, and I set out to see to my chores, a piece of paper caught my eye tacked with a nail to the barn door. Upon closer investigation, I deduced that it was a note of some kind. It read like an instruction manual, but the author I couldn't find. It had a catchy opening statement that read, "How to bathe the cat." Well, of course it caught my interest. I mean, how could you ignore a title like that? So I commenced to read the instructions. After having washed my hands as not to soil it, and I was taken back by the first step that read, "Thoroughly clean the toilet." Well, the remaining steps I read carefully, and through the information I sifted. "Add some shampoo to the toilet water," it said, making sure both lids are lifted. "Then obtain the cat and soothe him en route to the John. Then in one swift movement, insert the cat, close both lids, and then proceed on. The cat will then self-agitate and commence to make ample suds, but be careful not to stand too close, as the cat will be reaching for your duds. Now ignore the noises that are coming from the toilet. The feline is actually enjoying this. Then flush the toilet 3 or 4 times to provide the power wash and rinse. Then have someone open the door, preferably the one that leads outside. making sure to take precautions that no one is in the way to collide. Then stand far back behind the toilet. Carefully lift both lids and stand by while Squeaky Clean Cat rockets outside where he will jet dry. And the note ended just like that. And I sat there aghast and agog. Then it all came clear as I noticed it was signed, Sincerely, the Dog.
Yeah, you can't have any dirty cats.
No.
Yeah.
That is uncalled for.
How about a little Dick's pick?
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gene Autry.
Yeah, what's he singing?
Something about the hills of Wyoming.
Yeah, that's the one.
Friends, the great state of Wyoming is one of the strongholds of the old traditional West. Famous for its historical landmarks, its wide open spaces, and prosperous ranches. And the Cheyenne Frontier Days, a gathering of ranchers and cowhands from all over the country. So it's only fitting that our cowboy classic for today is In the Hills of Old Wyoming. Let me ride on a trail in the hills of old Wyoming, where the coyotes wail in the gloaming, for it's there where my heart's at home. In the night, let me rest with the blue sky for my ceiling, till the wind's lullaby comes a-stealing from the hills where my heart's at home. Wake with a song.
Wake with a song.
Wake with the sun.
Wake with the sun. Saddle to mend, cattle to tend, plenty to be done.
Let me ride on the rain, where a man has room to roam in, and the dream of his love in the gloaming, in the hills of old Wyoming,
in the hills of old Wyoming.
Nice. The hills of old Wyoming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, we need to ditch out to another cow commercial. And when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File.
Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.